Dr. W.P. McKay left home to attend college at the age of 17. His mother gave him a Bible, writing her name, his name, and a verse of scripture on the flyleaf. He graduated with very high honors and became the head of a large hospital. He also became the head of an infidel club, where they practiced everything that was licentious and vile. He was open in his ridicule of God and the Bible. The only thing that gave him any thrill was when an ambulance would unload some patient in a critical condition. One day they brought in a man on a cot, the lower part of whose body had been horribly crushed. On his face, however, was a look of calm and peace, so pronounced that it amazed Dr. McKay, who was accustomed to seeing people suffer. With a smile, the patient asked what the verdict was. "Oh, I guess we'll pull you through and fix you up," replied the doctor. "No, doctor, I don't want any guess," the man said. "I want to know if it's life or death. Just lay me down easy anywhere, doctor. I am ready. I'm saved, and I'm not afraid to die." With a face fairly shining with radiance, he continued, "I know I am going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, 'Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.' And I have come and accepted him as my own personal Savior. But I want the truth. Just what is my condition?" Whereupon the doctor replied, "You have at the most 3 hours to live." The doctor was touched, and thinking there might be relatives to notify, asked, "Is there anything you would like to have us do for you?" Thanking him, the injured man said, "In one of my pockets is a 2 weeks' paycheck. If you can get to it, I wish you would send it at once to my landlady and ask her to send me the book." "What book?" inquired the doctor. "Oh, just the book," the man answered. "She will know." Dr. McKay arranged for the man's request to be cared for and then started on his rounds through the hospital. But those words kept ringing through his ears. "I'm ready, doctor. Just lay me down easy anywhere, doctor. I'm ready." Dr. McKay had never been known to inquire about a patient from any personal interest, but for the first time in his life, he wanted to know how this one was getting along. He returned to the ward where the man had been placed, and seeing the nurse whom he had assigned to the case, he inquired as to his condition. "He died just a few minutes ago," the nurse informed him. "Did the book get here?" asked the doctor. "Yes, it arrived shortly before he died." "What was it, his bank book?" inquired the doctor. "No. No, it wasn't his bank book," replied the nurse. "He died with it under his pillow." "What was it?" asked Dr. McKay. "It's still there. Go and look at it," said the nurse. Dr. McKay went to the bedside, reached under the sheet, and drew a Bible from under the pillow. As he did so, the Bible opened, and the pages turned over to the flyleaf. There, in his own mother's handwriting, was Dr. McKay's name, his mother's name, and a verse of scripture. It was a Bible given him by his mother when he had left home to attend college. In a drunken brawl, he had pawned it years before in order to get whiskey. Dr. McKay slipped the book under his coat and rushed upstairs to his private office. He asked God to have mercy upon him, and in repentance, Dr. McKay accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his own Savior. He came into the realization that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He further realized that by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God had his eye on that Bible and planned it so that it would get back to the person to whom it was first given, that it might be used in his own salvation. We read in Hebrews 4 that the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and to the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Friend of mine, let me ask you today, how do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? Like Dr. McKay, have you rejected him? Have you refused him? Have you put him off and said, "Not today, Lord Jesus"? Or have you come like the other man in the story, and said, "Yes, I'm ready to go. Just lay me down easy anywhere, for I know the Lord Jesus Christ, I came unto him, and he promised, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Friend of mine, you're in one category or the other. Either you know Christ in the forgiveness of sins by his own precious blood, or you're lost for eternity. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.